Well, Callum, just sit back, have a moment, and just take in what this club's just done.
Sit down too long, I fall asleep. That was tiring, wasn't it? That was exhausting. You know, like the energy in the stadium when you come out the other side of it. I think the Divas like that. We talked about that with the players. This ground, most recently, like the quarter final against Buxton, the Oldham game. I know we come out on the wrong side of the result, but there are nights here where the energy that can be created on a pitch with a certain type of performance, but equally, you know, from the stands and when the supporters are so engaged. But, you know, when you come down after that, afterwards, feel like you've played. I don't know, the lads must feel horrendous. That was a special evening, a really, really special evening. I thought we played the tie quite well without playing particularly well on Saturday. I thought as the away team going to a National League club, and I get the 24th, but it's a side that were in the EFL last season while we were playing in the National League North, that will have all the benefit of the EFL parachute payments with momentum around new ownership, that resources, time of the players, the ability to pay players what they pay, full-time footballers against, still part-time, we're a big club for the level. So we went there, we tried to frustrate, we conceded a goal that isn't out of shape and structure, it's a poor decision. Ball goes out the other side and it's a great finish. But then we force a replay and we talked a lot about the game tonight needed to look like how we would want the game to be, whereas Saturday, naturally, the emphasis is on Morecambe to make the game what they want it to be, and we want it to be quicker, more dynamic, ask questions of their back line, ask them to defend and have a bit of belief that we can frustrate. And I genuinely believe we were worthy of at least a two-goal scoreline. I think the timing of the goals will make it look like it's a late, could have been 2-0 after a quarter of an hour. And that would have been it. That would have been done. So pleased with the players tonight. Really pleased for them as a group and delighted for the supporters.
We mentioned before, haven't we, how that Oldham game kind of spurred on that season. Can this do the same to you?
Yeah, Shane, you're right to mention it. We're in the first round proper of the FA Cup, and in isolation, that's a massive achievement, and it is for any club outside the National League to play the rounds that we have to play. It's tough, you know what I mean? And we've had different types of tests, haven't we? We've had to go somewhere and avoid an upset. We've had to play a side in our league. We've then had to go away and cause an upset. We've been able to force a replay and then win the game here. That, for us, is massive. But we haven't got enough points in the league. You know what I just feel? I can only speak as me, right? And I'll try and be really honest. And I often say, like, honesty, sometimes it's difficult to convey. Don't mean to sound arrogant, or it's just a confidence in that I believe what I'm saying. I think we've done better than the points tally suggests. It's been hard after that playoff final. It's been hard absolutely at me for six, honestly, in that 5-week turnaround where you try and get a holiday in and all the off-season stuff. That was new for me. You know, as a young manager, I'd been beaten in a playoff final before, but obviously changed clubs. That has its own chaos. And I just don't think we've picked ourselves up. And then because of the way we've started the season, what I hope tonight is like a lot. I talked to the club meet about like a line in the sand of, we recognise the start in the opening 10 games, punch return ain't been good enough, under no illusions. But we've achieved something in the FA Cup. You can see we're trying, the effort's there, stuff's gone against us. This club is at its best when there's absolute togetherness, and that starts with the way the manager presents himself, with the way the team play. That leads to results, that leads to that support. But you feel that energy tonight between the supporters and their team, that can get us where we want to be. And the second half of last season showed that. Stick with the group. I know the stuff that we ain't done well enough. I know we've thrown some games away. I hope tonight shows how good we can be. And if we do that over the next 36 games and where it might take us, let's see. But yeah, I think the Oldham comparison's really fair. What I'm even more positive about is we have that feeling that we had after that game. Hopefully we like the touch paper, but we also have a first round proper title to look forward to, that obviously we came out on the wrong side of the result that night.
Another pleasing thing for you tonight is your first clean sheet.
Oh yeah, can't believe you're saying that in the middle of October though. Like I say, it's been tough. I think there's a load of lessons to learn. I'm not being critical, and like for the club as well, we've never been in, Shane, the club hadn't won a playoff game in 140 years. We'd never been in that position. And we're like, we win the quarterfinal, we win the semi-final, and we were how close to getting promoted. That hurt. Maybe I've not spoke about that feeling. I tell you what, that journey home, that Monday morning, and we were in on the Tuesday with some members of the board and myself trying to like plan. It was difficult. There's no like textbook and roadmap for that. And I think that's made some of the disappointments of, we've had some really poor results on the road. We've thrown some points away. I just keep having that message. We can do it. I think we've got a really good group of players. You know, I'm really pleased for tonight as well, right? Them supporters have stuck with us. Like, stuck with us. And I get, it's always been a bit divisive about me from when I got the job. I get it, because of that age and experience and stuff like that. I get it, and that'll never change. And I hope I've just sort of got used to that. I felt that on Saturday, the support from the stands was unbelievable for the group and sort of willing us over the line. For them to have been rewarded with the equaliser and then the replay and then done that. Like, it's a genuine thank you. It makes a massive difference to the players. I feel it as a man, you know what I mean? They're back in, it's been tough. Like, you're right, it's been tough. We're 14 games in all comps. We're not won enough. Not stupid. I'm not trying to pull the wool over your eyes and say, I know it isn't, but please don't suggest that we can't get to where we want to get to, because we have. We've done that before. We just need that little bit, you know, to get over the line and the little details. But tonight, I think it belongs to an unbelievable group of players. And like I say, the clean sheets are part of that, and the supporters that have stuck with the team. It just, I'm a bit emotional with it all tonight. A bit emotional around what that means.
And obviously two very different goals, and Bamber's already won the goal of the season, hasn't he?
Thought he was brilliant. Thought he was absolutely brilliant tonight for his performance. Obviously wore the armband. Deck had to withdraw from the squad late for a family situation to allow him to be at something. Which, that's life. So I have a squad, and Bam took the armband, and I thought he absolutely relished it. The first goal's really quick thinking, isn't it? It's I can think of another Merseyside based right back who was once famously renowned for some quick thinking from a restart. Hope Kev gets the same acclaim as Trent Alexander-Arnold did. Finn makes a really good run, pulls it across, put the ball in the net. And the second one is, right, to be honest, I hate it when people shout shoot in the ground. Shout that, and he's like, it's going to happen every game now, isn't it? I just thought it was a brilliant moment. And like, what a feeling in the stadium that was. And that's why we do it, because everyone here is here for the right reasons. Like, I promise, like, everyone on the staff, the players, the supporters, I think the supporters will feel the difficult results more because of how much they invest time, effort, energy, money, you know, like the whole package into the club and therefore the team. So when you get nights like that, you got to enjoy it. And it was unbelievable, wasn't it? I'm just picturing it, where we're sort of interviewing, we can look out on the pitch and I just go, what have you hit that for?
Obviously, the financial aspect's important, but you obviously get to test yourself now at Cambridge United, a League Two club, in the next round.
Yeah, the financials are big, and it's the prize pot, isn't there? So you access the prize money, you know, for the winning of each round. But obviously, should you be eliminated in a round in a competition proper, you receive a fair portion of the prize pot as well. So there's a big reward for tonight. Half of the gate money. Stalybridge wasn't insignificant. Curzon wasn't insignificant. Two ties, really well supported again tonight. You know, like, selfishly, Shane, I've been at the club full time, 10 years in January. Left a fairly solid profession. PE teaching, ironically, it's been thrown at me recently. And I've done every job you can imagine here. You know that. Like, purely selfishly, the opportunity to be the manager of Chester Football Club against league opposition, because I get that we're a football club with a really rich history, and a football club that naturally will look at the trajectory of other clubs that Chester City will have gone up against how many times in the EFL, whether you or Colin Woodthorpe as a player, whether I'm sitting in these seats as a kid, like that's the reality. But that's something for me I've not done at this club. I've not. The two, like, there's a list of things I want in. You're not at clubs forever. But to have the opportunity, like, we want the promotion, but to have won playoff games here, you know, turn that around, that big games, have not turned so many things, like the FA Cup. We've won a lot of FA Cup games in the last 3 or 4 years, but in all that time, you know, the draws, last time we made the first round proper, it was obviously we'd drawn against National League opposition. Be really proud of that, of, you know, against a proper EFL club in a proper EFL ground. That will, that means, honestly, like, a hell of a lot.
Well, enjoy tomorrow's day off. Enjoy watching the game back. I'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.